Well, hey, Bill, how's it going?
Good, Garrett. How you doing?
I'm doing just dandy. We've had another wonderful episode of The Guest List, this time with Mr. Nick Gussman.
He was great, man.
Yeah, you know, Nick came to us at one of our first episodes. He brought Alex Teller to us, and he actually sat in with Alex on the second set and played a few of the songs that we heard again last night. And I just wanted to say it was totally different than my expectation. I know Nick, I've seen him a couple times, but the guitar playing really took me by surprise, like it usually does on these shows, but him in a different way, because I expected it to be straight ahead strumming and kind of simple, but the guitar playing was orchestral and neat, and he put together such weird shapes that a lot of songwriters do.
The chord voicings were really remarkable and effective and well selected. He did a couple songs in a drop D or dadgad or drop D or something. And so I think you'll find that interesting. I also like, he's got a really deep sense of the songwriting. I mean, like I didn't get that he was going back to the classics and stuff, you know, that was really cool.
And one other thing I found interesting is it wasn't, you know, the same sounding song. It was all different textures and types of music that he chose to perform for us for his five songs, from full band rockers that he does with the band and really intricate, pretty quiet stuff on the other end. So
yeah, he even got choked up at one point.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
So in addition to having this great episode with Nick and all his awesome songs on today's episode, we also have a very exciting announcement, you guys. We're going to put out the Summer Sundown First Wave announcement today live on the podcast. So please stick around. I've worked on this baby for months. Our mission is to link together all the music communities from across Northern to Central to Southern Illinois, out to Indiana, Missouri, Kentucky. And we have fulfilled that mission this year, you guys. I'm so stoked to announce it to the public Saturday. But you guys get the first sneak peek today on the podcast. So stick around. We're so excited to have Nick Gussman here on the guest list.
Welcome to the guest list, presented by POS Music Works, a 501c3 not-for-profit, bringing music and musical events to downstate Illinois. We'll talk to songwriters and learn about what makes them tick and how they came to write their most popular songs. It's where you've always wanted to be, on the guest list. Here's your host, Bill POS.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Nick Gussman to the guest list.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit, I tripped. No. thanks, Bill. All right.
How you doing, Nick?
Good. Glad to be here. I'm really glad to be here.
Good.
I came in here like, oh, God, it's been a crazy day. And so I've just been looking forward to doing this all day. So thanks for showing up, you know.
I want you to know, before, I forgot to mention this earlier, but we do have a bed in the closet if you need a place to stay.
In the closet. All right.
So underneath, I forgot to mention that.
Underneath the furnace.
No. It's
no, quite, no. Quite no, nice. I saw it. It looked cozy in there. I'm all right, though. It's St. Louis, hour and 40 minutes, or is what we were talking about, hour and 10 when the wind's blowing you down the road. So not too far. Yeah.
Well, we're glad to have you here.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
On the guest list. How about you play a song and get us started?
Get started? Okay. Let's see. Maybe this song is better with an introduction. Is that okay? Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll just introduce the whole thing.
We have very few rules here at the guest
cool.
list.
Cool. I hate rules. Bill asked me to plan, you know, the five most popular or kind of most memorable and for the first set. And this is definitely one of them, and it's just a unique song for me. I've never written a song about this topic before, and it's actually about the age-old and now extinct job career of diving for clam shells and mussel shells, to which folks would sell them to the button factories. And then they'd stamp out all of our pearl snaps, you know, from, this is like in the 1820s and stuff like that, or wow. And then past that, you know. But once they started making plastic buttons, obviously they're like, well, screw that. Why would we do that? Why would we risk our lives? But I saw this picture, and if you can Google it, if you Google divers on the Mississippi, you can go ahead and Google it right now. I don't care. It's a really cool picture. It'll go well with the song. Diving for pearls along the Mississippi River, and you'll find these two guys. One of them has like an air hose attached to an old car gas tank on his head, and they would put weights on their feet. I've read a little bit about it. And sink down in the river, you know, 20 up to 20, 30, 40 feet, like, and gather these things up, sell them to the button factories, mostly, you know, poor people doing this, like just trying to scrape by. But the picture was just so crazy looking, if anybody found it. But it just inspired me to write this whole fictional tale. So I'll shut up now. Hot, the wind it was bare. We were blowing steam to the same spot as years before. Plenty of work there it seemed, digging the pearl for blouses and shirts from the watery rock. Davy and me were 10 hours in, but we hadn't stopped. Dive down blind in the mud, the current will sweep men away. Dying for money, spilling my blood, diving for pearl in the pearl diving day. Now David brought up a bucket of clam. He'd been at it too long. We switched boots and he took the pump. I put the cast iron helmet on, and the water was choppy and so were my nerves as I sank like a stone. I was digging the bottom like a dog in the dirt when a current took a hold and it pinned me, and it knocked me out, and it stole my breath at 24 years old. Dive down blind in the mud, the current will sweep men away. Dying for money, spilling my blood, diving for pearl in the pearl diving day. And greed,
by another's hand. Yeah, well, Debbie found my body 2 miles down, a few still clenched in my fist, and he pried them loose and buried me there on the rocky banks of the mist. Dive down, blind in the mud, the current will sweep me away. Dying for money, spilling my blood, diving for pearl in the days. Dive down, blind in the mud, the current will sweep me away. Dying for money, spilling my blood, diving for pearl in the pearl diving day.
All right. Thanks, thank you.
Let's first talk about that chord progression.
Sure.
That's interesting. It's in the key of D minor?
Key of D minor, yeah. And this is one of the first D, it's like a minor harmonica.
Oh,
I just got it, this one, and I have an A minor. They're so cool, because you could...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, D minor, I don't know, it fit the tune.
Yeah, it did.
You know?
Kind of a shanty way, right?
Exactly. I was thinking sea shanty whenever I was trying to write it, but then I was like, it's more like river shanty, because it's
right,
about a river.
Right.
So make it a little smaller, you know, but yeah, I like the progression a lot. And on the record, on the album, Sean Camry is the fiddle player in my band, and it's such a cool fiddle part. So that's also,
that sounds like it would be a great,
it's one of the tunes tune where you go to see the band and you've only seen them a couple times, but you're like, oh, I know that one, because right, he rips into that fiddle and it's like, I know that. Yeah, so
that's really cool and a great story.
Thanks. Yeah. You know, I don't really write too many just completely, I guess it's not fictional. I mean, it is, but it's
historical
more
fiction
of a historical thing, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
Were you looking for a song when you were watching, reading about it, or was it something that you were interested in?
It was one of those things that, you know, you see a picture that really affects. I love pictures. I love photos. I take a lot of photos. But it's one of those where you see a photo and you're like, dang, I can't get that out of my head. And then you start reading about it. And I started finding these other little news clippings, or just there's a couple websites actually that talk a lot about it.
Interesting.
It's interesting, yeah. So then I just got stuck on it thinking about it, and the song started forming. What's funny is my old bass player's name was Davey, and he was always like, I thought you put me in that song. And I was like, yeah, I did, Dave.
Have you ever read The Pearl by John Steinbeck?
I have read The Pearl, yeah. It's a short novel.
Yeah, when you talked about the diving part of it, when I read those old Steinbeck books, I want to write stories, but he does such a great job. It's hard to see how you could improve upon that.
Yeah, man. It's also like, it's cool. You're like, have you read Steinbeck? Yeah, I've read that one. I got real excited. Like I read books. You know? Oh, yeah, I read a lot of Steinbeck. Grapes of Wrath.
Well, that's an easy one, because it's only like 95 pages or something.
Yeah.
So, cool. And the imagery was real nice in that, especially at the very beginning. I could just really see it, like what was happening. And
cool, yeah.
Cast iron helmet.
Get the setting down, the sun, and, you know, the temperature and everything.
And then, of course, tragedy.
Tragedy, yeah.
Boom. Bingo, you did it.
Death. Death ballad.
But that chord progression, that makes it work.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Makes it shine. Cool, let's hear another one.
Okay, yeah, I planned the one I was going to do first. I'll do, these are probably the two, or this is probably the rowdy one of the evening. So this will be the more, you know. Yeah, so this is another song. So I do a lot solo, but this is another one of the most memorable ones with the band. My band's called Nick Gusman and the Coyotes. We play all over, but I'd like to make it out here more often. You know, we gotta plan that. But it's like a 6-piece rock and roll band with all these folky shit that I write, you know, behind this big band. And this one kind of developed into just a rowdy, romper. We end a lot of sets with this.
You said you have a fiddle. I assume there's bass and drums also?
Yeah, so Sean Camry on the fiddle, Garrett Ranji on the lead guitar. You know Garrett. And then Justin Haltmer on the bass guitar. We have a keyboardist, Tony Hall, drummer, Jeremy Reedy. And is that, that's five, right?
Six, not, plus you.
And then me, that's six. It's hard. It's like having a big family. Sometimes you forget. Forget your little brother or something. All right, so this one's called Shortcut the Mountain. And it is a lot of imagery in this one, too. This one is kind of like a song of sort of perseverance and knowing the road ahead and, you know, life and death and stuff like that. Shortcut the mountain, it's just up or downhill. Mother Nature gotta be lost or found. There's nobody to lean on, there's no going round. You better watch your steps down in a footstool town. Like a trapped hungry lion in the city zoo, watch them laugh and play, looking at all that food. It's just human nature to be cast aside, to be trapped, hungry, empty inside. Disappear, you can scream all you want, but nobody can hear. Something on your trail when the sun goes down. There's no breath in your chest when you hear that sound. Through the fog and moonlight is just darkness and fear. There's a cold wolf howling, he's getting near. Outside is the law of the land. You can knock like the cops, but you'll never get in. They might run you off, kick you off the grass, chase you high up the mountain on a shotgun blast. And they'll dig you up, wanna explore your past. They'll get science doctors to pay cold hard cash. You can never leave while they shift in their seats like a trapped hungry lion in a wall of concrete. And you'll live by the mountain and you'll sure know why when you howl in the moonlight on a day you die. Gotta be lost or found, gotta be lost or found, gotta be up or down in Mother Nature. Gotta be lost or found, gotta be up or down, up or down in Mother Nature. Gotta be lost or found, shortcut the mountain. No. Thank you.
Wow, that's a cool song.
That's about as rocking as it'll get tonight.
It's kind of a binary.
Binary?
Like, you know, either in or out. And
sure.
You know, but either, but I'm not sure which you prefer. Because, I mean, sounds like you gotta do the thing no matter what.
In the vibe of what the song is talking about? Like,
yeah, you gotta climb the mountain. Or not. But
yeah,
you can't go around.
Kind of like, you know, I'm not really fully sure. A lot of people have asked me about this song, you know, and it's almost more of a gut feeling than an explanation, you know. That's why it's kind of, but it definitely is a song that you want to listen to when you have to really do some shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. Like get to work. Right.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So I think that's the core.
I like the use of you use a lot of action words, and I feel like or movement suggest that words that suggest movement, even if they're not action verbs.
Oh, like you got to do this. You're gonna or you
have... shotgun blast that suggests movement.
Okay, yeah,
Or at least gonna suggest that you make some movement. In the song, it does, right? Mm-hmm. Chases you up the mountain. Mm-hmm. We did a songwriting retreat about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and there was a guy named Terry Klein who was there, and I met Terry through Dana Anderson, who I also met you through. But Terry was preaching on action words.
Yeah,
and everyone seemed to be really, like, really paying attention to that. And I think a lot of people really appreciated the difference between words that make you feel something and words that are just descriptive.
For sure. Yeah. It makes you want to, you visualize yourself doing that, I guess, you know, or taking part in that when it's an action word. Yeah.
Right.
I don't think of it in terms of like that when I write.
Right.
But it's just kind of what's called for usually, I guess, is what I'll go with. But I do like someone analyzing them like you are. That's cool.
Well, that's my job today.
Yeah.
The song reminded me a little bit of James McMurtry.
It definitely does. Yeah.
That's a vibe.
Really, my buddy Dave, my old bass player, he showed me that song a month before I wrote this song.
Yeah.
And I came and showed it to him, and he's like, that's Shortcut, or that's, what's the, Choctaw Bingo.
Choctaw Bingo, yeah.
And I was like, fuck, it is. And I was like, and,
cause it's not I didn't, exactly, but it's the vibe, you know.
Yeah, but for the main chunk of it, it is, you know what I mean? He's like, Do we play it or what do you? I'm like, yeah, fuck it, I don't care. Like, whatever. Oh, yeah. Choctaw Bingo is a famous song, you know. Nobody's.
They don't own the groove.
Greg Klimek, yes, famously on episode 4, I believe, of this season, said they don't own the groove, like Garrett said.
Right.
How about a big hand for our technician and producer,
Garrett
Burris.
Yeah.
I don't know much about James's history. I've known James for 25 years, but he is not really very talkative. Well, not to me anyway. I mean, I've talked to him probably 10 or 15 times.
Oh, really?
Over the years.
At shows and stuff? Or?
Shows. He helped me put on a protest against the Iraq war back in Austin days, and he was part of it. And I spent about like 3 or 4 minutes telling him as he pulled up in his van, and I was like, oh man, I'm so glad you're doing this. I'm a big fan. I really appreciate you being here. And he looked at me and said, where can I park the van?
Yeah. That's a good impression, too. I think that's exactly what he sounds like.
The last time I talked to him was actually when he played at Moccasin Creek Festival, and he came onto the bus, and I was like, someone lent us a bus to use for like an RV, and he came in to get paid. And after he got paid, he stood around with Greg Klima and me, and he talked for like 20 minutes about fishing and stuff. And I was like, I don't even fish, man, but whatever you think.
Keep going, though.
I believe you.
Keep talking.
Anyway, speaking of Moccasin Creek Festival, I would be remiss to not suggest that you buy your tickets to Moccasin Creek Festival coming up June 20th through the 23rd. We've got the full lineup announced. It's going to be a hoot. We got Shiny Ribs out of Austin, Texas.
I opened up for him one time, and I had never heard of him, and it was awesome.
He's an electric personality, isn't he?
Yeah. He threw his ukulele down and danced around it and did some spells on stage. It was crazy.
He's really funky and cool.
His band was amazing too.
Yeah. They're going to be at our Saturday night headliner. We have Chuck Prophet and the Mission Express, Mary Gaucher, Chris Smither, Armchair Boogie, National Park Radio, who having maybe heard them on this podcast in season one, Jamie Harris, also season one of this podcast, and Aaron Lee Tashin just announced recently going to be our Thursday night headliner. So lots of others, that's 30 some bands, but I'm not going to say them all right now. But get your tickets. They're $110 for 4 days of music. And folks, you get flush toilets. So
that's a great lineup, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. And flush toilets.
And flush toilets.
And hand washing sinks and free parking. And one of my favorite things I forget to tell people is you can always be in the shade if you want to. So that's, really? Yeah, that's kind of cool. You've been there to the Summer Sundown, right?
Nope.
No? I thought you had.
Mm-mm.
Where did we have you play there? And if not, why not?
I don't think. I've never been there. No. Where is it at again?
Camp out?
Is it Lake Sarah?
Camp out? No. Lake Sarah, yeah.
Yeah, I've never been to Lake Sarah.
Man, I thought you had. Sorry. We're going to get you there.
It's all good.
Let's make it happen.
Let's do it.
I was trying to figure out when it was. Now I know why. I don't know.
Mystery unrevealed.
I guess. I'll get out of the way and let you do another song.
Yeah, okay.
Unless you want to say something more about that song.
No. I'll say something about this next song. This next song is, like I said, these are the more memorable ones, the ones that stick in people's minds when they see us play or me play. And this one, my buddy calls the Thanksgiving song. Nate calls it the Thanksgiving song. And I just thank a lot of people. I woke up one day and I started writing the song actually on a Saturday night and stayed home. I was completely broke. I had 5 cents in my bank account, you know, and started writing the song about having a nickel in my bank and all this stuff. The song's called Nickel in the Bank. And then I woke up the next morning. I was just in a great mood and didn't matter that I was completely broke or anything. And I finished the song in this nice mood and thankful for everyone and everything. And then I was like, I'll check my bank account again. You know, let's see what's going on. And it, like a little charge, it came out. And the next thing you know, it's overdrafted. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, and I'm like, no! I'm like, I take it back.
It could be worse.
Yeah. So that's where the song came from, though. I wrote it on my porch, on my front porch. Is good. I walk outside to chop some wood and I'm feeling like I ought to give thanks. Yeah, cause the clouds ain't storming. I got a nickel in my bank. Now, if I had a penny for everyone and all the good things that they've done, I'd have to spend my whole life giving thanks. Yeah, I'd have 100 million pennies plus that nickel in my bank. Yeah, I'm thankful for this old guitar, all the tips and all the jars, and everyone that's playing in the band. Thanks to all of my friends for giving me a helping hand. Thank you. Thankful mama just for being born, all the loving and all the scorn, and daddy too for giving me that sip of beer. High up on his lap I'll blow the horn and shift the gear. Well, all the backbenders and the money lenders, the club owners and the bartenders and the engineer
and bouncer at the door. Thanks to everyone who ever let me sleep upon the floor. Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, Sunday morning, life is good. I walk outside to chop some wood, and I'm feeling like I ought to give thanks. Yeah, 'cause the clouds ain't storming. I got a nickel in my bank. I got a pretty girl and I got a nickel in my bank. Yeah, I'm on top of the world. I got a nickel in my bank.
Thank you guys. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Garrett. Thanks to everyone.
Okay, friends, it is time to get into it. This is the first wave announcement for the Summer Sundown Music Festival number 5, our fifth ever festival, September 13th through the 15th, 2024, out at Lake Sarah, right here in Effingham, Illinois. All right, you guys ready to hear who's playing? First up, out of North Carolina, one of my favorite bands in the entire world. You're going to love these guys if you don't already love them, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers. After that, we've got a Kentucky duo that's turned into a six-piece kick-ass band. They sing amazing music that's from the heart, the Local Honeys. Chicago Farmer doing an acoustic trio show with Cody and Charlie. I don't think that's ever been done before. Maybe it has, but I'm saying it never has. I can't wait for that. Also, Wayne Graham from Kentucky. They've been to our festival before 2 years ago. This time, they're putting out a record the Friday of the festival, and they're playing the same night. The record's coming out on Hickman Holler Records. That's Tyler Childers' record label. Wayne Graham's amazing. I cannot wait for that. Also, from Northern Illinois, Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. Big energy, great show. So excited. Then, back for the first time since the first ever Summer Sundown, you know him, you love him, Matt Poss and the Matt Poss Band. We cannot wait for that. Rapid fire, here we go. The People vs. Hugh DeNeal, Taylor Steele and the Love Preachers, Lucas Wayne and the Cottonmouths. Everybody's got an and the this year. Andy Jane in the Honky Tonk Cabaret. John Till, Dan Hubbard. We love these guys. And would you believe it, from St. Louis, Missouri, freaking Nick Gussman, y'all. We've also got Bill Poss and the Useful Tools. And then one of the stars of the show from 2023 from Willie Carlisle's band, her name's Sophie Mae Wellington, and she's going to be our artist at large and leading a square dance, and she'll be performing in a duo with her musical partner JP, and they're called Without Further Ado. Last but not least, we have my band, Garrett Burris with Time to Kill, doing 1974 hits. Our buddies in Rabbit and Red are going to be busting out the greatest hits of 1999. Y'all, check it out, summersundownfest.com. Tickets go up to $90 on Saturday. You are the last people that can get them for $75. Summersundownfest.com for all that info.
Oh, yeah, what do we do, another song?
Yeah, let's do that.
All righty. I'll do this one. This song is called, I wrote this one, you know Bobby Stevens? You know him at all?
Don't think so.
He's from St. Louis. Guys, check him out, too. He's just a great songwriter. He's so good. Got this really unique delivery, and all of his songs are just make you feel good. And I was on tour with him, and we just went to the Woody Guthrie Museum in Tulsa, and then we were going to this next show in, like, Norman, Oklahoma or something. And I was writing my brother a postcard, and I was telling him all about the stuff we were doing, you know. And I kind of had a little poem, maybe a few verses, and I would put that on there. And my brother struggles a lot. And he was in prison at the time, and so the song is about about that. And I'm writing him this postcard. But after I sent the postcard off, you know, wherever we were, it just kind of spun itself into a song. on its own. So this song is just quite literal, and it's called Postcards from Okemah, where Woody Guthrie's hometown is Okemah, Oklahoma. We went there too and saw his home site, and there's nothing really there. They put some kind of totem up, but other than that, it's just a big mound of rocks and dirt, you know, and a little plaque. In the center of town, there's a little place to have a little picnic, though, all about Woody. Thank you.
Thompson, Vincent 52, living slow again. I see faces in the clouds, wishing you were here, wishing I could bust you out. Postcards from Okemah, brother, what else can we do? Postcards from Okemah, through the steel bars holding you. Now there's a bale of hay in heaven, one for me and you. You was born a hard love baby, and me a Jonah too. But put us in a river, try and drown us in the flood. Hell, it could be a hurricane, and we crawl out of the mud. Postcards from Okemah, brother, what else can we do? Postcards from Okemah, through the steel bars holding. Sell a song, breaking even on the tank, and then we move along. But I can't get ahead, man, I can't ever do enough. Next time that you call, I'll try to pick it up. Yeah, postcards from Okemah, brother, what else can we do? Postcards from Okemah, through the steel bars holding you. Postcards from Okemah, brother, what else can we do? Postcards from Okemah, through the steel bars holding you. Postcards from Okemah, through the steel bars holding you.
Thank you. Yeah, that one goes out to Rob. That's my older brother.
Well, that's a wonderful song. I detected sort of like a alt country kind of feel there, like Jay Farrar slash the Jayhawks, maybe old 97s kind of feel.
Yeah. Oh man, you just know me well. Like for real, I love the. I don't know a ton of their music, but just Everyone I've heard. The old 97s are badass. They're great. I love that one, Designs on You. That's a really cool song. I used to play that one.
I always wanted to learn Champaign, Illinois.
Oh, that's a great one.
When you die, you will not go to heaven. Mm-hmm. You'll go to Champaign, Illinois.
So good. It's funny, and it's just like a rocker. Gets you. We were listening to that on the way, too. We played recently at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Champaign, Urbana, right there. We were jamming that on the way there.
Right on. So your guitar playing is, taking notes, you know, really great guitar playing.
Thanks, man.
Your chord voicings are almost always not normal, or I would describe as normal. Like the, you know, if
not
I taught,
completely standard.
Yeah. But that was a weird bridge that you did there. It was, you did an instrumental bridge, or it felt, that's what it felt like at least.
Yeah.
There's like six different chords in it and.
Big walk down and up, just kind of goes back and up. There's a good on the record, you know, it's different. It sounds nice on an acoustic guitar by itself, but in that, you know, you kind of want that. So that's a full band recording, mm-hmm. and it's just got this big guitar that's just fat and electric and comes in. It's like, you know, and just really,
right on.
Like Drive-By Trucker style, just really drives it home, you know. So it doesn't really need much else lyrically on there. You
cool.
know, has a lot of doom and a lot of like, you know, and by the end hope and yeah.
Right. Mm. Lovely. So are you from St. Louis originally?
From St. Louis. Yeah. From St. Louis and surrounding parts, but I grew up on Grand in Connecticut, right there by, you know, where CBGB is right there or, you know, South Granville or Tower Grove Park.
No.
Okay. Well, yeah, I grew up right there till about 11, and then we moved to Afton for a year. Anyone knows that? And then we moved a little further south. My dad and mom got a divorce when I was 11, and so then it just kind of screwed it all up, you know? And so we ended up going to public school, high school in Oakville Senior High, and then, which is about 20 minutes south of St. Louis City. And then when I was 20, I moved back in with my buddies and we lived off Finkman Street in South St. Louis again, and I've been there ever since. Besides a little trip to Chicago, I lived there for a minute. But
okay, yeah. Cool. Well, if you had these people to follow you somewhere, do you have a preference? YouTube or website, or is there bands at Bandcamp or something?
We do have a website, which is you know, we don't update it enough. You know, but I would think if you want to follow us, I'd go to Instagram. I mean, you could follow Nick Gussman and the Coyotes band Instagram. Definitely follow that one. My personal page, though, I post a lot of, because I don't always post. I wouldn't post this on Nick Gussman and the Coyotes page. I post it on my own Nick Gussman music page. So check them both out. And then we're on Facebook, too. So please do. I would love that. So this tune, I'll just go ahead and introduce it. This is on my first record. This is one of the more memorable ones too. And not that you guys know or care, but like, yeah, it's a special treat because I don't really play this song that much because there's just never really oftentimes a venue to play it at. The band doesn't do it because it's just so much better solo. And it's a big downer. So I kind of don't usually do it, but this is just the perfect spot to do it. And I wrote this one coming from going back to my brother. He struggles a lot, you know, and once you have a family member that kind of goes down a road that's really rough and rocky and looked down upon, you kind of, you're in it, you know what I mean, and you understand it more. And then so then all of a sudden when you hear people talking about criminals and drug addicts and, you know, and things like this in passing, you look at it differently and you kind of like, the way you think about it is no longer the same, you know? So this is another kind of fictional historical sort of song. And I kind of got the idea. You ever heard of The Ballad of Donald White by Bob Dylan?
I probably have heard it.
It's one of his songs. I don't think he's ever really released it properly, but it's been like demoed and stuff.
Is it on Biograph?
It could be. I bet it would be. It's like everything, right?
Yeah. I never looked at the names of the songs, but I bet I heard it. Anyway.
You know, it's just, it's the one that I heard that's kind of similar, but it, there's a lot of songs exactly like this. He ripped it off too. But so, yeah, this one's called The Ballad of John Wilson, number 1156888. John Wilson, today I was born with a daddy in prison and a mama forlorn. I'd sure like to meet you, but you'll never see me. No, I'm nothing to you except the numbers you read. Well, the growing was rough for my sister and I. She practically raised me while Mama got high. But when she got pregnant at the age of 16, the state took us away till the needle ran clean. I was sent to my uncle's, who I'd barely seen, and sleep all the time, drink and get mean. He didn't think much of schooling, turned a blind eye. Yeah, and I fell right in line with the criminal kind. Money rolled in like I never know. I put food on a table, I bought me new clothes. Yeah, my friends were my family, and they often gave praise. And they'd never look down on the way I was raised. Oh, but life doing wrong is means to an end. And after doing 3 years, I said never again. So I got a job flipping burgers with a little good luck. Oh, but you can't make a living on barely $8. So the winters ran over and my dreams, they were few. Till one night I did something I didn't know I could do. And with a fist full of cash and a heart full of pain, I looked down in shock at the man I had slain. Caught me and they put me inside. Up on terror prison for the rest of my life. Yeah, but not much has changed except the locks in my mind. I still walk the line with the criminal kind.
Well, my name is John Wilson, and today I will die. Not from a gunshot or blade in the side. No, not from old age or physical health. But I can't find a reason to not hang myself. Well, I told you my story, I sung it to you plain. I don't doubt your statistics, I don't pass the blame. But I only want a question, for darkness takes me. Am I nothing to you, except the numbers you read? Am I nothing to you, except the numbers you read?
All right, everybody, that does it for us this week. Thank you so much for checking out the guest list presented by POS Music Works. This is so exciting to have Summer Sundown's first wave lineup out, so check that out. SummerSundownFest.com. $90 advance tickets for the weekend available now. That's September 13th through 15th, 2024. Moccasin Creek lineup out now. Little Grassy lineup out now. POSMusicWorks.com for all the information. Guys, thank you so much for checking us out. Subscribe, share, give us a review on the internet. And as always, keep checking out live local music. Thank you so much.